My friends, it's Coach V driving hastily, or not too hastily, through the state of Illinois, or as my dad would say, Illinois, on my way up to Wisconsin for a big chunk of the summer. Kind of a recap. I'm going to wing it on this podcast, but I think some of the best podcasts I've done, if I can say it correctly, are in my car, so forgive the extra noise. I got the windows up. I actually drive mainly with the windows down, but for the podcast, we'll put them up. It's been a long journey, my friends. A little update on Coach Vieg and the Vieg family. We have left Florida. We weren't kicked out. Florida treated us very well, but we thought it was time to get out, so we actually sold our house. It closed a few days ago. We have bought a house in Tennessee in the Knoxville area. We were up there for 2 weeks staying at a VRBO up there to check out the area, to check out schools for Dane. We found a great school for Dane and to check out schools and I'm sorry, I had to check out properties. And we found one, we put it on, we negotiated, got the offer. It's we closed on it in the middle of July. So we got that done. So we left Tennessee. After 2 weeks, we headed up to Illinois to stay with my wife's family for a few days in Decatur. Had a really nice time. It's very hot. The cicada bugs are everywhere. You guys, anyone else been having that issue? On the trees, in my hair, on my head, in my workout videos. Now we're heading up to Wisconsin. My motherland, my place where I mainly grew up, other than Southern California. So real quick, I'll be teaching you to get it. Again, at Ohana Yoga Studio in West Salem, Wisconsin, my hometown. Classes on Saturday mornings at 8:30, I think. And then Mondays at 9. The Monday one at 9 is Pilates. And the Friday one, no, I'm sorry, Saturday one at 8:30 is a yoga class. Ohana Yoga Studio in West Salem, Wisconsin. See you there. We'll mix it up. We'll sign some books and take some pictures. My friends, this is the summer of 50. I have dubbed it that if you've been following along on my social media and such. Coach Vieg is turning the big ripe age of 50 on July 28th. So if you go back to July 28th, 1974, you will see a beautiful, young, fair-haired Danish-French boy being born in Manhattan Beach, California. Actually, the hospital, I think, was in Redondo Beach, but we lived in Manhattan Beach. So it's a big year. It's a little daunting, but I've seen a lot of other people do it, and they seem to do okay. But summer of 50, I'm letting it all out. Definitely hitting it hard. I want you to train with me. I want you to do it with me. A lot of new workouts, new exercises, podcasts like this one, collaborations, working on a new book. New classes. I might even get into some live classes via Instagram or YouTube or Facebook. Always make sure you're following me at Sean Vieg Fitness on Instagram, Sean Vieg Fitness on YouTube, Sean Vieg on Facebook. I'm even on TikTok. I don't go on TikTok, but I post there. That's Sean Vieg Fitness as well, and anywhere else you want to find me. But it's a great challenge. I've been doing well, but I can always do better. Oh, I've been doing more eating tips and eating info and eating posts, because I know I get a lot of requests for those, and I haven't done them in a while. I'm not a quote nutritionist, but I do know a thing or two about nutrition. I've been the same weight actually for about 25 years. I'm between 160 and 165. Right now I'm like 162. So there you go. My metabolism has always been very good. Very fortunate for that. Hey, let's put the cruise control on, shall we? All right. So that's the summer of 50. I can't say too much about it other than it's going to be a lot of workouts. In Illinois, I was filming like crazy. I just love filming, doing a lot of reels, short videos, and pictures and posts to keep you all informed, keep you motivated, keep you inspired. I know a lot of you made the 50 jump a long time ago. So what do I know? But we can all train together, have some fun together. I'm going through LaSalle, Illinois. Anyone ever been to LaSalle? This always looks really pretty. I see a lot of church steeples, and it's kind of hilly with a lot of trees, a lot of forests. So that's nice. There's a big bridge I'm going over. And Google Maps, she keeps pushing me to go on country roads. I always take 39 up. It's a major road, two lanes on each side, major road up into Wisconsin. I think she's glitching because even now the road's clear, but she keeps wanting to push me off. That's the state of things today, isn't it? Like, well, I know which way I need to go, but she's telling me to go drive into that lake, like on The Office, just drive right into it. That made my son laugh. I explained that scene to him where Michael Scott is with Dwight and the whatever it is, the Google Maps, whatever he's using, the OnStar, whatever you call it, is telling him to go straight into a lake, and he follows it. And Dwight's saying, no, no, turn, don't go in the lake, and he does. Promise I won't do that. But it's been a, yeah, it's been a great month. A lot of travel. I'm excited to get up to Wisconsin for, I'll be leaving a little earlier this year. It always makes me very sad, but we will be going back to Tennessee, which is just beautiful. Had a wonderful time there. Who out there is from Tennessee or lives in Tennessee? Knoxville area, Nashville, Gatlinburg. I have a few friends out here. Any gym owners? I'm looking to do some classes. When I was there, I got a membership temporarily to the National Fitness Center, which was great. Slipped them my card, but I'm not sure who the head person was there. I was a little miffed that they didn't recognize me. One lady had done my workouts. That was exciting. I'm just joking. Or am I? But what requests do you have? I'm gonna throw out the, it's always daunting, but throw out the request button. What do you want? What kind of workouts you want? What are you looking for? What I like about this, if it's something that I might not be that proficient in, what did I say? We got to edit that out. No, we won't. That I might not be proficient in, I do a little research and do some practice on my own and make it so I can do it, whether it's kind of workout or whatnot. Remember, I'm a bodyweight kind of guy. So make sure you follow all my stuff. Join me. It'd be a great pleasure to have you with me for Summer of 50 and beyond. The Sean Veig Fitness app is cooking. You can try that for free at coachveig.com/sign up, I believe. Sign up or sign in, one of the two. I got to look that up. I'm driving. But go to SeanVeigFitness.com and you'll see all that stuff. But that's I have hundreds of exclusive videos on there. And when I get in Wisconsin, I can really film a lot of them because there's a lot of parks there where I have space. I'm rather sad. Vets Park, where I film a lot, I always film there with Addie. And I don't know if some of you might not know listening to this, but Addie, my sweet dog, who has been in my videos for 12 years, she passed away on March 19th of this year. She was 12 years old in a few months. My sweet little beast. I have her remains in the car with me. Still talk to her all the time. Like I talk to my dear parents. They passed away a number of years ago. But yeah, if you'd like to know more about that, I did a video, I think end of March, early April. It's on my YouTube channel at Sean Veig Fitness. And I talked for a little while about her and what happened and everything. And I was very glad I did because she was such a huge part of my life for 12 years. She was with me all the time. 99% of the time was with Addie. She was in over 1,000 videos, I think. Whether she knew it or not, she helped me when I lost my dad and then helped me when I lost my mom. Just having her there and all that. I miss her. That's all I could say. I miss her terribly. I miss my little Addies. But she had a great life. But check out that video and let me know what you think. I know a lot of you can relate to what happened. All right, I'm rambling. That's the thing with these podcasts. What am I at, 9 minutes? I'm on Spotify now. I have to go through all this stuff and see what they got because they changed everything. But I'll be in Wisconsin soon. Hopefully the road doesn't end like Google Maps is telling me. And stay in touch, Sean Veig Fitness. God bless you all. And let's have a brilliant and beautiful summer of 50 and beyond, my friends. Coach Veig, Vogue, but with an I. Uh-oh, that's a Wisconsin plate passing me. Oh, my gosh.